Wherever you're listening to this, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. Google is retiring Bard with the launch of a more capable chatbot, Gemini Advanced. But first, a couple of other headlines. Reserve Bank of India, the country's central bank, yesterday stood by its actions, imposing restrictions on Paytm Payments Bank, stating that its order barring the small finance bank from most activities after February 29th, including taking any fresh deposits, was issued only after persistent non-compliance. The action taken by the powerful banking regulator is always proportionate to the gravity of the situation, the bank's governor, Shaktikanta Das, said in a media briefing, TechCrunch reports. Amazon Web Services India has started a space accelerator program that will offer technical, business, and mentorship help to startups focused on space technology, with support from T-Hub and MinFi, an AWS systems integrator partner. This is AWS's first accelerator program in India focused on startups in the space sector and follows the MOU it signed with ISRO and InSpace in September last year, the company said in a press release on February 7th. A year after introducing Bard, Google is retiring the name and rebranding its AI products and features under its Gemini brand. It is also launching Ultra 1.0, its most capable large language model. AI is also now central to two businesses that have grown rapidly in recent years, our cloud and workspace services and our popular subscription service Google One, which is just about to cross 100 million subscribers, Google and Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai writes in a blog post. Gemini is evolving to be more than just the models, Pichai writes. It supports an entire ecosystem, from the products that billions of people use every day to the APIs and platforms helping developers and businesses innovate. The largest model, Ultra 1.0, is the first to outperform human experts on MMLU, or Massive Multitask Language Understanding, which uses a combination of 57 subjects, including math, physics, history, law, medicine, and ethics, to test knowledge and problem-solving abilities. Gemini is available in 40 languages on the web and is coming to a new Gemini app on Android and on the Google app on iOS. The version with Ultra will be called Gemini Advanced, which is more capable at reasoning, following instructions, coding, and creative collaboration. In blind evaluations with Google's third-party raters, Gemini Advanced with Ultra 1.0 is now the most preferred chatbot compared to leading alternatives, Sissy Shao, Vice President and General Manager for Gemini and Google Assistant, writes in a blog post. With the Ultra 1.0 model, Gemini Advanced is more capable at complex tasks like coding, logical reasoning, following nuanced instructions, and collaborating on creative projects, Shao writes. It allows you to have longer, more detailed conversations, and it also better understands the context from your previous prompts. Gemini Advanced can be a personal tutor, help with more advanced coding scenarios, or generate fresh content. It is available today in more than 150 countries and territories in English as part of a new Google One AI Premium plan for about $20 a month, with all the existing features of the Google One plan, including the 2 TB of storage. In addition, AI Premium subscribers will soon be able to use Gemini in Gmail, Docs, Slides, and Sheets. And Google is offering a 2-month free trial. To mitigate issues like unsafe content or bias, we've built safety into our products in accordance with our AI principles, Shao writes in her post. You can find more details in Google's updated Gemini technical report. Gemini and Gemini Advanced are being rolled out on smartphones via a new app on Android and in the Google app on iOS in the coming weeks. On Android, Gemini is a new kind of assistant that uses generative AI. If you download the Gemini app or opt in through Google Assistant, you'll be able to access it from the app or anywhere else you normally activate Google Assistant. On iOS, you can tap the Gemini toggle to chat with it. Gemini is rolling out now on Android and iOS phones in the US in English, and it'll be fully available in the coming weeks. Starting next week, it'll be available in more locations in English and in Japanese and Korean, with more countries and languages coming soon, according to Google. And that's One Thing Today in Tech. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.